Hi guys, welcome to the Fashionpreneur Talk with Itana Styling Podcast. How are you? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a fashion business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions at all, email me at info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com, or I will leave a link below for you, okay? I also want to invite you to hang out with us inside our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. In there, we host events, we answer questions, we share resources, so you're always super invited. Now, if you need some organization and focus in your fashion business, I invite you to check out our Etsy shop with workbooks and planners for your fashion business. If you want support and guidance with these planners, I encourage you to join our online subscription, which is the Planner Club. Every month, you get a new planner and you get our support and community. And also, if you want more guidance, more support, I invite you to check out our online program, the Fashion Business Online Incubator. It's 10 weeks with me. We work on your brand, so you get to know your brand, build your brand, and market it successfully. So I'll leave links below to all of that stuff in case that you're interested. And let's get started with the podcast, okay? Hey guys, welcome to this episode where we are going to talk about wants versus haves. So I want to talk about, you know, the wants, which is our desires, our goals, our dreams in the business, versus the haves, which are the things that we already have in the business, the things that we can actually feel, touch, and taste, right? To say it in some way. Because, you know, when we are entrepreneurs and we're building our own businesses, we tend to focus more on the future, right? We're always focusing on what's next, what's the next goal, what's the next achievement. You know, you plan your goals for the next 3 months, for the next month, for the next week, whatever it may be. So you're always kind of looking at the future and you're always left with this feeling of longing for, you know, when that comes, or like, it's not enough, you have to do more, or like, you know, when I reach this point, then it's going to be better. And we have to realize that the haves that we have in business right now were once at some point. So at some point, what you have right now is something that you wanted before, okay? So when we reach that point and we have that half, we should feel better. We should celebrate it. We should acknowledge it, because in reality, those halves are also wants, okay? And if we do acknowledge that, then we can feel satisfied. We can feel joy. We can feel complete, right? It's not, a lot of people talk about, you know, be grateful and write down the things that you're grateful for and practice gratitude. Yes, but it's not, you know, to say it just because, oh, it's going to make you feel better. Or if you follow the law of attraction, it's going to bring you more. Yes, all those things are true. But actually, in reality, honestly, those things that you're grateful for, those things that you have accomplished, right? Those things that you have right now, they are really wants. At some point, you wanted to reach a certain number of customers, a certain number of followers, or have a certain program, or have created this certain product. Right? So we have to do something internally to make sure that we are happy about what we're living right now, what we have right now. So I wanted to share this idea with you of you know, having that mindset shift, that those haves that you have are also wants. So it's all wants. And there's wants that you already have right now, which is awesome, amazing. And then there's those haves that you're going to have in the near future, which is also what keeps you going and gets you excited every day, jumping out of bed, right, to accomplish your goals. So I just want to share with you some tips to help you with this, because, you know, I don't want you to be in a constant hamster wheel that you never, that you're always running, right? And you never reach a place. Actually, reach a place. you know, get to that place and be like, wow, I accomplished this. This is a milestone. This is something that I really wanted before. Acknowledge it, because, you know, when we used to be in our 9-to-5s, for example, we always kept going and going and going and going, and they kept us giving us more to-dos and all of that stuff, right? And now we're our own bosses and we have the power to say, okay, I reached this point. Let me go celebrate. Let me do something. Then let me acknowledge this thing, because if not, you're just going to keep on following the next thing and the next thing and the next thing, and you're always going to have this feeling like you have never reached that point. Look back 5 months ago, look back a year ago, and see how much you have grown, see how much you have improved, see how much you have accomplished. Not by looking at your goals and being like, oh, I haven't accomplished this and that, like that list that you set up at the end of the year, right? But by looking at what you actually have accomplished all this time. Okay. I like to set up goals in a way that, yes, this is what I want to accomplish the next 3 months or the next month or the next year. But also I like to track what I accomplish every week, because that shows to me in real life what I am accomplishing. Because sometimes that big goal that we have takes a long time, and we are accomplishing it by doing little things every day, and it's going to take a long time to get to that place. But we have to acknowledge those little things and all the other things that we're accomplishing along the way. So let me just share some tips with you that hopefully will help with that. So the first thing is, I want you to acknowledge, right, that your haves are actually wants. Okay, so what you have right now in your business is actually a want. It's something that you wanted at some point. So consider it a want, not a have. Okay, change that mindset. So you're so rich, you're so abundant, because you actually have accomplished a lot. Okay, and enjoy it. The second thing is, celebrate those wants, celebrate those accomplishments, whether it is having a nice cup of coffee, taking an hour off, you know, going on a walk, having lunch with a friend, whatever you think is best, or buying, you know, that light that you need for filming your videos, whatever it is, right? Make sure that you celebrate, like, oh, wow, I accomplished this. I reached 50 episodes in my podcast. So I'm going to go ahead and replace my light, upgrade it, right? And do something significant. It doesn't have to be spending money. It can be just taking a break, you know, calling a friend, you know, giving back to yourself, having that cup of tea, whatever it is, right? But acknowledge it and practice it, leave it in your daily life. Okay. The third one will be, replace that feeling of not there yet with, look how far I arrived. Look how far I come. Like, look what I have accomplished now. Because we tend to focus on, oh, I still have to do this, I still have to do that, when I reach this thing. No, change it. Again, mindset switch, and be like, look how far I am. Look what I have accomplished up to this point. Look all the things that I've done towards my goal. Okay. The fourth thing will be, turn new wants into exciting adventures, okay? Joyful paths, something to look forward to, not something to be stressed about. That's another thing. When we look at the future and we look at our goals and the tasks, we tend to feel this stress, right? Because, oh, we're not doing it enough, or we didn't set enough time aside, or, oh, I didn't have time to finish this, or whatever it is. And it becomes this stressful, frustrating path when it should be an exciting one. Why did you set that goal? Because you want to have a bigger life, because you want to feel more accomplished, because you want to help more people, right? Whatever it is. So enjoy it. Enjoy the journey. It's going to be hard. Yes, because you're attempting to do something that you haven't done before, because you're doing something huge, right? So again, change the mindset and be like, this is exciting. So take your time, you know, diving deeply, and do it from a different perspective, because it's exciting, because you're growing your business, because you're helping more people, right? Then the fifth thing that I would like to say is, which is really important, is keep track of the journey. Okay, I've talked about this before. Write down, you know, grab up a note pad, right? Or purchase one of our journals. We have our entrepreneur journal, where you can track every day what you've done. Just a simple line. In a simple line, just write down, I did this, this, and that, because that's going to help you move forward. Okay, after a month of writing down in one line, you know, it doesn't have to be a big task, okay? What you did today, I made this amount of phone calls, I published my podcast episode, I created this product or started this product, whatever it is. When you see it after even 5 days, you're like, wow, look at all the stuff that I've done. After a week, like, wow, look at all the stuff that I've done. After a month, after a year, right? And there's going to be so many clues in there of things that have worked, that haven't worked, right? So keep track, you know, and celebrate it. You know, those days that you're feeling down, you can look at your journal and be like, whoa, look how far I've come. Look how much I have accomplished, right? And if you need some help, I'm going to leave a link below for you to check out our journal, because, you know, maybe that'll get you inspired to start doing it, okay? And even if you don't get our journal, you know, just grab a piece of paper, buy a nice notebook, right? And start tracking that. It doesn't have to be, again, a big task. It can be just 5 minutes at the end of the day, like, what do I accomplish today? And just write it down, okay, to keep track of it. Then the next thing is, yes, feel grateful, okay? Practice that gratitude. Congratulate yourself, you know? Take a moment to take it in and be like, wow, look what I've accomplished. Look, I created a new product, or I went to that podcast interview. I had that meeting that I was so nervous about. Like, really, really, really feel gratitude. Write it down, right? And really feel it, because that's going to change your perspective as well. And then my last one, and again, there's so many things you can do, but I just wanted to give you these tips to help you with this right now, because otherwise we get overwhelmed with so much stuff, right? So my seventh tip for you is, remember that the whole point of this thing, right, of this whole journey that you're doing, is to grow, to share, to help. It's not about just, you know, checking off a bunch of tasks and at the end be super tired and exhausted. It's about growing the business. It's about helping more people. It's about growing yourself. It's about leaving a life that you love. It's about working on a business that you actually feel excited about, where you are really connecting with great people, right? So, you know, change your perspective. And, you know, again, just remember that those wants that you have and those haves that you have, those haves are actually manifestations. They're actually wants manifested already in your life, okay? They are true manifestations, hard work that paid off, hard work that came into material form, right? So celebrate that and change your mentality so the journey is more enjoyable and you can actually accomplish more. So that's what I have for you guys today. Thank you again for joining me. If you're interested in our journal, I will leave it for you below. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you have practiced this. And let me know, what are those haves that are amazing in your life right now? Okay. Thank you so much for watching. And I will see you guys in our next episode. Bye, guys.